the Reno Club are basic and tight. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShane. Parker, Press and Piggy, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live, 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues. It's 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, Mike Warren, all on the bandstand along with the lovely Nedra Dixon and yours truly, David Bassett. Now, this week we celebrate the music of jazz pianist Monty Alexander. Now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump host,
Pearl McDonald,
and Pete Weber.
Good evening.
Welcome to another 12th Street Jump, everybody. And we've got a good hour ahead of us.
Fantastic hour.
With the good weather, it's getting to be that time of year again where we got a bunch of music festivals. So I hope people get out and support those and check back in with us every week because we'll keep you updated on the best ones.
We will keep you posted.
Absolutely.
Now, interesting news, Pete. Did you hear that Yahoo is buying Tumblr for $1.1 billion? Oh. This is the most money spent on two things I really don't care about since the last Kardashian wedding.
Yeah, in other news, McDonald's Japan added mega French fries to its menu. Two large fries in one super wide container. Oh,
yeah. A lot of ketchup.
You know, this is a part of a secret plan between McDonald's and General Motors to make sure Japanese people don't fit into Japanese cars.
How about this, Pete? A new study found that a small, painless electrical shock to the brain can improve math performance for up to 6 months. This may also explain Albert Einstein's hairdo.
Now let's bring out someone who can do math and has great hair, though you may never see it under those hats. Here's David Bassey with a tune that Monty Alexander, Ray Brown, and Russell Malone recorded, Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me feel what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with joy and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Stars. Let me feel what love is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, baby, hold my hand. In other words, well, darling, kiss me. Yeah, yeah, fill my heart with joy. Let me sing forevermore.
You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. Yeah, in other words, oh, in other words, hey, in other words, yeah, in other words, in other words, in other words, I want to tell you, I love you.
This week, we celebrate the birthday of pianist Monty Alexander. Born on D-Day, raised in Kingston, Jamaica, Alexander started piano lessons at the age 6. Inspired as a teenager by Louis Armstrong and Nat King Cole, he formed Monty and the Cyclones, recorded with Bob Marley's first band, and played with many of the musicians who would catapult Jamaican music to international recognition.
Alexander and his family moved to the United States in 1961. While playing in Las Vegas, he caught the eye of New York club owner Jilly Rizzo, who asked Monty to accompany his good friend Frank Sinatra. Monty went on to perform with Tony Bennett, Ray Brown, Dizzy Gillespie, Sonny Rollins, Quincy Jones, and a whole host of jazz stars.
Monty Alexander has recorded with more than 70 albums, his latest being Uplift 2, which is on the charts right now. In 2005, Alexander traveled back home to Bob Marley's Tuff Gong studio in Kingston, where he teamed up with top Jamaican session players to record Concrete Jungle. 12 Bob Marley compositions reinterpreted for jazz piano by Alexander. The resulting union dug deep into the Marley legend and brought together the two worlds that Alexander treasured most.
We are going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes Monty Alexander played and recorded. To help us get that done, we'll need our own no-problem jazz pianist. That would be our own musical director, Mr. Joe Cartwright.
Talk to me, Joe.
Hey, Pete.
What do you admire about Monty?
Well, I'd have to say that one of the things that I admire most about Monty Alexander is he's a piano player. And what I mean by that, he's a piano player's piano player.
What does that mean?
It means that he's respected by jazz pianists for what he does with the instrument and to his audiences.
And he once said, and this is kind of romantic, piano is my vessel to connect with people.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I feel the same way. Like Monty, I try to extract the music out of the instrument and really feel like I have a kind of a romantic relationship with every piano that I play.
Well, we sure appreciate you letting us in on a little bit of that private time. But I've heard you say that you also appreciate his ability to play the blues.
Yeah, if you look at Monty Alexander's body of work, and you see that he's covered a lot of blues tunes, and that leads me to believe that he has a special place in his heart for the blues.
And we're about to play SKJ.
Yeah, this is it's a blues head written by Milt Jackson, favorite famous vibraphonist. And I believe Monty Alexander has recorded this several times. So here's SKJ. Thank you.
And now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your miserable, wretched, loveless existence, hey, at least the band sounds good.
Yes, they do.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
All right, Dr. Pearl, our first letter is from Michelle in Washington. She writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, after 8 years running for president and keeping Jay Leno in a job, I've decided to retire. I enjoyed serving on the Intelligence Committee, even though they never told me where to get it. I'll miss working with the Tea Party, and I'm giving my Betsy Ross dress to Ted Cruz. I'd like to spend more time with my family, but Marcus won't tell me where they're hiding. I need something to do, Dr. Pearl. Can you give me some ideas?
Oh, wow, I sure can give you some ideas of what you need to do. But I'm here to help, and help I will grant you. I think it's fitting that Leno is looking for the door and you're stepping down because he's running out of things to say about you, darling. But allow me to help. Your right-wing ranting got you into trouble. Your eyes bugged out so much you look like Steve Buscemi's double. Here's some advice, girl. Go back to Minnesota, where you can help your village meet that wacky nut job quota.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
The Bertha thing, girl, you bought it.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And gay marriages, you fought it.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Honey, get ready for an audit. But thank you so much for all the jokes.
All right, our next letter is from Francis in Rome. Francis in Rome writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, I thought I'd make some new friends, so I told atheists they could get into heaven. Ugh, what a mistake. Benedict attacked me with my own pointy hat. Collections at the Vatican are down to a couple of St. Christopher medals, and Notre Dame's coach is afraid to play the Duke Blue Devils. Plus, I'm banned from bingo for life. You know, I thought I was infallible. Did I miss some fine print, Dr. Pearl?
You know, you might have missed some fine print, but I have to tell you, Your Excellence, that atheists probably know more about the Bible than a lot of people who show up on Sunday. Not a smooth move, but I'm not saying it's a bad move. So here's some advice to get you through these bumpy times. Being nice to atheists made some Catholics squeal. For a while, let someone else start up that Pope-mobile. Saying they'll get into heaven, it sounds a little weird. When atheists arrive, they'll ask, who's the white guy with the beard?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
To make atheists feel sunny.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Have those heathens donate money.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And stick to explaining the Easter Bunny. And green beer on St. Patrick's Day.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
So if you've got problems, Dr. Pearl is playing your song. And I know you're having as much fun as we are. So don't go anywhere, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Monty Alexander, we celebrate the birthday of sax man and arranger Oliver Nelson. Born in a musical family, Oliver also began playing the piano when he was just 6 years old, adding the saxophone when he was 11. He played around St. Louis before touring with Louis Jordan and joining the Marines. While on duty in Japan, Nelson heard the Tokyo Philharmonic play the music of Maurice Ravel and Paul Hindemith, and that was when he decided to become a composer.
After six albums for the Prestige label, Nelson's big breakthrough came with the album The Blues and the Abstract Truth on Impulse. The tune Stolen Moments, now a standard, brought Oliver Nelson acclaim as both composer and arranger. He went on to record a number of albums with Cannonball Adderley, Sonny Rollins, Johnny Hodges, Wes Montgomery, and others. He produced and arranged for pop stars from Nancy Wilson and James Brown to The Temptations and Diana Ross.
Now here's Nedra Dixon to sing a Johnny Mandel tune that Oliver Nelson recorded on his Sound Pieces album, The Shadow of Your Smile.
The shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my my love, and see all the lovely things you are to me. A wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. Now when I remember spring, all the joy that love can bring, I will be remembering love can bring, I will be remembering the shadow of your smile.
Nedra Dixon, ladies and gentlemen. And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the IRS had a bad week, how about these? Baloo's in the news.
When it got its yearly tax bill, Apple decided to ignore it. Oh, that company makes a profit. You know that Apple will offshore it. Now it isn't hard for them to do so. Now there's an app for it.
Pat Robertson says it's okay.
It's okay.
For a guy to be a skirt chaser.
I don't know about that.
If his wife's in the skirt.
He claims that it's the wife's fault.
What? No.
If her husband wants to replace her.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I take issue with that.
Pat's Ten Commandments are in pencil, and he likes to use an eraser.
Erase him.
The scouts are taking gays now, pitching tents in camping spots. But about those gay scout leaders, they're still tied up in knots.
Obama would do much better if he'd only learned to schmooze.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Randy Weston wrote it. Monty Alexander recorded it. Now here's Joe, Tyrone, and Mike to play High Fly.
Like jazz, you talk like jazz, in a whisper kind of grub, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
So if you like jazz like we like jazz, then it's time to check out this week's CD releases. David Bassey, what's going on in the world of jazz?
Well, a couple of real cool things, Pete. Michelle Camillo. who's an award-winning pianist who has always, well, for the past two decades, been known for his work in Latin jazz, now with a solo piano album with actually an original kind of two-fisted old-time barrelhouse blues and a new recording, a solo recording of Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond's Take Five. Very different outing for him, but a very pleasing album.
Cool.
And then a new one, speaking of Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond, a tribute to Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond from Bob James and David Sanborn, two cats who grew up not too far from 12th Street. Bob James in Marshall, Missouri, and David Sanborn over in St. Louis, Missouri. And so, Quartet Humane, with James Jenness on the bass and Steve Gadd on the drums, and a tribute to the great Dave Brubeck Quartet. And easy listening, groovy stuff on the OK record label.
If people want to support a musician and get some music, where would they go?
Buy it. Anywhere you can buy it.
On the internet.
Buy it online. Buy it on the internet.
There's stores.
Go to a store.
Find a musician with a car trunk.
Every musician has CDs in his trunk.
That's
right.
He
may say, no, I don't have any with me.
That's right.
You know, he can call the wife, and the wife will bring them over. You know, it's okay. They want to sell you a CD or something.
That's right. That's right. And those digital copies are just as fine. A lot less
as
junk.
As long as you pay for them,
that's
it's
right.
good.
That's right. That's right. No hard case to mess with. Now, besides Monty Alexander and Oliver Nelson, we celebrate the birthdays this week of three very important jazz saxophonists, Tina Brooks, Anthony Braxton, and Paquito de Rivera. Soul crooners Jackie Wilson, Curtis Mayfield, are remembered this week, along with blues harmonicat James Harmon. Guitarists Grant Green, Royce Campbell, and Tal Farlow are all honored this week, and the legendary educator, beloved trombonist, and longtime Basie bandmate Al Gray celebrates birthday this week. To learn more about all these cats, sign up on our website, 12thstreetjump.com, for our weekly emails. You'll get information on upcoming shows, links to our featured artist recordings, and our very own YouTube channel where you can watch this week's Blues in the News. It's all happening this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You've got so much class, Pete.
And so do y'all, listeners, so stay right with us, because we'll be right back with more 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This Johnny's jumping, he's really jumping. Come in, cats, and shake your hats. I mean, this Johnny's jumping.
That's right, the joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. So this week, check out Pam Purvis and the Blue Skies Band at Porter's Pub in Easton, PA. In Astoria, Oregon, slip into the Bridgewater Bistro for the Q Jazz Social. And in Trenton, New Jersey, you know they got it going on with Joe Ford and the Jazz Disciples at the Candlelight Lounge.
Right here in Kansas City, the Kill Devil Club hosts the Brandon Draper Experience. And if you're in Tennessee, catch the Blue Plum Music Festival in Johnson City.
Southern Florida jazz fans get the great Kurt Elling at the PAC in Fort Lauderdale. And how about the Bob Rex Trio shaking it up at the Village Idiot in Toledo? Pretty cool place, right? Wherever you are, get out to support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
My Monty Alexander wrote this arrangement for Ernestine Anderson. Here's Nedra Dixon to sing the Harold Arlen classic, My Shining Hour.
This will be my shining hour, calm and happy and bright. In my dreams, your face will flower through the darkness of the night. Like the light of home before me, or an angel watching over me. This will be my shining hour till I'm with you again. This will be my shining hour, calm, happy, and bright. In my dreams, your face will flower through the darkness of the night. Like lights of home before me, or an angel watching o'er me. This will be my shining hour till I'm with you again. This will be my shining hour, calm and happy and bright. In my dreams, your face will flower through the darkness of the night. Like the lights of home before me, or an angel watching o'er me. This will be my shining hour, till I'm with you, till I'm with you, till I'm with you again.
We'll be right back with more music in just a minute. But first, have you noticed how President Obama has been having trouble speaking in public lately?
That's because he doesn't know the universal language developed by leading jazz musicians to get them out of trouble.
Exactly. I mean, how do you explain coming home at 4 a.m. with a G-string, but no guitar? It's something we call scat.
That's not mine.
And there's no better place to develop those language skills than right here at Serena's School for Scat. Right, Serena?
Ba da beep ba 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 da 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 da. Oh yeah.
In just 8 short weeks, Serena can have you scatting like Ella Fitzgerald reading an eye chart.
Why, President Obama wouldn't need a teleprompter if he'd let Serena show him how.
IRS spying. The Tea Party crying. But did media assault. Eric Holder's fault. Cindy McCrone.
That Serena can sure climb the scatterhorn.
Yeah, Hillary could use a little Serena Sage too.
Terrorist was he? Said he the Libya got that little Fibia. He's a get weezer, wise up.
That's Serena's school for scat, all right. Hey, Barack. Barack, it's not too late to make that call.
Isa's gotta go. Close it now. You know how. Hey, sell it to bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
So take a tip from Serena. When the Justice Department shows up at Fox News, it's time to scat.
Isa, for you to say.
Oliver Nelson recorded this Thelonious Monk tune on his Sound Pieces album. Now here's Joe, Tyrone, and Mike with Straight No Chaser.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. For helping us celebrate the music of Monty Alexander and Oliver Nelson, give it up for our own master of the 88, Joe Cartwright.
And a little bit of an apology to Daryl Issa on behalf of the Nedra Dixon Foundation. But hey, we're having a good time. He understands. Put your hands together for the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren, Tyrone Clark, alongside our man Joe. And how about those vocalists, Nedra Dixon and David Bassey, huh?
We had help from audio engineer Chad Mize, production assistant Brenna Hayes, and director Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, don't forget to like us on Facebook at 12th Street Jump. Follow me on Twitter at 12th Street Pete. And sign up for those emails at 12thstreetjump.com. You don't want to miss it.
Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of pianist Errol Garner with our special guest, Bobby Watson. Until then, I am Pearl McDonald.
And I am Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always
jumping!